The state Senate passed today a controversial measure that would offer businesses tax credits in exchange for donations that support scholarships for students to attend private schools. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports it's one of a few that opponents criticize as pseudo-voucher programs.
Under the program, businesses make donations to student assistant organizations. These are nonprofit organizations that act as middlemen, doling out scholarships for low-income students who attend private schools and paying for extracurricular programs at some public schools. The state then pays out up to $15 million a year in tax credits to the businesses, up to $200,000 a business. Opponents of the bill include the Maryland State Education Association. Assistant Executive Director Sean Johnson said the bill doesn't ensure that scholarships go to low-income students who need them.
Historically, these programs in other states, all they really do is go to enrich the families of students who are already in private school. You're not actually helping any new child who is going to be enrolling in a non-public school as a result of the tax credit.
16 states have similar programs, including Pennsylvania and Virginia. Opponents also say the measure diverts money from public schools, which are funded based on the number of students they enroll. If students leave for private schools, they stand to lose funding. But today, Senate President Mike Miller refuted that argument.
The money doesn't come from public taxpayers. It has no effect on public funding whatsoever. It's a great step forward in the state of Maryland.
This is the fourth year similar legislation was considered in the General Assembly. Miller said that in previous years, the efforts failed when they reached the House of Delegates. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.